I should really get myself one of those glasses with a straw sticking out. I always end up spilling water on myself. Hold on. Hello everyone and welcome to the live stream. This is Vimo Live. It happens every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Although I have a kind of important announcement today about this channel. I'll give it to you in a couple of minutes. But before that, let me just tell you that this show happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. We talk about atheism for the most part, but also Indian culture, politics and religion. And on Saturday, I take callers where we have debates about the existence of God or other contemporary affairs that are atheism or atheism adjacent. And today on Wednesday, I usually just read comments, but that's kind of what the announcement is about. For quite some time, I have been live stream happens on 2 days a week, but I also put up all the episodes on Spotify so that people who listen to it as a podcast can do so. For some time, I've been wanting to do members-only live streams, right? Now there are like close to 50 members, 50 paying members of this channel, and I want to do members-only live streams. But I don't have the bandwidth to do this 3 times a week. So I had the choice of either turning the Saturday call-in show into a members-only thing or the Wednesday episode, which is just reading comments, into a members-only thing. I'm going to do that to the Wednesday one. So from next week onwards, the Wednesday live stream will be a members-only thing. And that is the general plan right now. There may be small changes to this. The Saturday call-in show will remain open to everyone. It will remain free and stuff. So you can always call in and talk about, and we can do debates and there will be interesting clips and stuff. But the Wednesday one, I'm going to move behind the paywall so that it becomes a members-only stream, because I want to do more with it. It's just reading comments and responding to them. I want to do more stuff with it. So we can open articles and I can show you stuff. I can read you stuff. We can react to things and stuff like that. So that I'm going to do behind the paywall. So if you have not become a member yet, and this is also something that I routinely do, if you want to support this channel, you can do so by becoming a member, by clicking the join button below and support the channel. If you become a member, you will have access to emojis, etc., which are exclusive to members. But you'll also have access to the Wednesday live stream from next week onwards. Let me know what you think of this. Do you think this is a good decision? Do you think it sucks? Let me know. I hope you will take into account the fact that I need this channel to be sustainable, and having a members-only area of content makes it easier for me to do so. In addition, if you want to support this channel, in addition, what you can do to support this channel is you can support it on Patreon at patreon.com/Vimo. You can also send money directly to UPI, Vimo at UPI, VIMOH at the rate UPI. You can also go to my website at www.vimo.in and click the support button there and make a contribution of any amount of your choice. I'm an independent content creator. I do content creation full time. All my work, all my stuff is supported by people like you. So thank you in advance for all the support you're about to send. If you can't, it's okay, because I understand these are tough times economically. The content that is free will continue to remain free. Although, as I just mentioned, and I hope you will understand, the Wednesday live stream from next week onwards is going to be members only. So if you are a member, I'll see you next Wednesday. I mean, aaj ka episode gayab nahi ho raha, khatam nahi ho raha. So let's see who all is here. There are comments already, bunch of comments. Okay. Asha Kiran ka comment hai. 3x3. Okay, this is the third. Okay, I'll answer this and then I'll go to 4. Why do you recommend Forrest's vid on gender, as it received a lot of criticism from a lot of people saying it is not factual, biologists and PhD holders who are reacting and pointing out errors, thoughts? Anything on internet will have opposition, right? Forrest presented his understanding. He offered a lot of scientific papers from which he had gleaned that understanding. If you want, you can go through it. And also, if we started to say something should not be paid attention to simply because some people oppose it, we will not pay attention to anything on the internet, because every single thing will have someone who opposes it. If you have a problem with Forrest's video, come on the live stream next week and talk to me. Like, about a thing that he said in the video, this is not true, this is false, because X. Just saying ki certain people did not like it is neither here nor there. What am I going to do with it? Asha Kiran's first comment is, Vimo, one argument against socialism is that people will become lazy if they have all their necessities and not go to work, ultimately destroying the economy. What is your opinion? This is a lie that is spread by capitalists, because look at the people who are CEOs. How much hard work do they put in and how much money do they make? Clearly, the myth is that the more hard work you put in, the more rewards you will get. Besides, it's also a lie, because I used to have a job. I used to have multiple jobs where I made much more money than I'm making right now. But I'm working harder now than I did back then. So clearly, the thing that makes you work hard is not a desperation to survive. Sure, that may be one way, but it's not a healthy way. The thing that makes someone work hard is the desire to work hard. And there are plenty of people who work really hard on jobs that don't make them that much money. So that argument goes out the window. And their other comment is, people say it is not fair to take money from hardworking people and give it to people who have done no work to get it. I agree. That is why the money that is deserved by the worker should not go to the lazy CEO. The CEO does practically a fraction of the hard work that the laborer does. I'm saying there can still be income disparities, but the income disparity should not be one person just gets barely enough money to eat breakfast tomorrow morning and then they have to work so that they can eat lunch, and the other person has $7 billion more, 7 billion times more money than this guy makes. That's not fair. And it has directly to do with what this argument is. Taking money from hardworking people and giving it to the poor. No. If taking money from hardworking people and giving it to anyone is wrong, it is taking money from hardworking people and giving it to billionaires who don't need it. The poor at least need it, right? They also claim capitalism lets people earn money tangential to the hard work they put in. No, that is a lie. That's a lie. If that were true, people who work 3 jobs and work from dawn to dusk and sometimes even midnight and sleep like 3 hours a day would be billionaires. Those people don't make enough money despite working super hard. It's a lie that hard work increases proportionally to your hard work. That's not how capitalism works. If that's how the world works, capitalism would disappear. Capitalism relies on labor exploitation. Wizard says, hey, have you heard of antinatalism? Can you share your thoughts on that philosophy? I talked about it last week, Wizard. If you want, you can watch last week's episode and we have talked about it a little bit. My general view on it is that if someone does not want to have kids, that's okay. But I will not tell other people to not have kids. Sapien says, what are your thoughts on Elvish Yadav? Nope, we're not taking questions about Elvish Yadav. The question is about, is he a good role model? I don't know what you're smoking. Hopefully not what he's smoking. But the way to deal with people like Elvish Yadav is that you don't give them fame, and you give them fame by talking about them. Surya says, last time when we discussed antinatalism, we came to that consent argument that made me wonder, how do we properly define consent so that it applies only for specific context and is not misused? Huh. So this is a good question. And I think the solution to this is to not have the expectation that you can have a one-size-fits-all definition that will apply to everything. Don't make consent the primary thing. See if the way you're defining consent is applicable to the thing that you're talking about. Maybe it is not. So consent can be applied to some areas. In some other areas, when it is applied, it is a misuse. Like the example that I gave you. Someone does not want to see posts full of violence in Palestine. They say, I did not consent to see this. And my response has to be F off. People are suffering and I don't care about your consent to see this or not. It's on your social media feed. Don't want to see it. Hide it. Unfollow. Block. All those options are available to you. Consent is important to take into account when it is an individual's agency that is being violated. In every other area, the fact that an argument like consent will apply uniformly is not an expectation we should have. Jasharad says, will any culture will remain if we discard religion from society? Sure. There are plenty of cultures which do not have religion as their foundation. There are countries where the primary population is atheistic. They still have culture. They have literature. They have books. They have festivals. In India also, we have festivals that work across religion, like, you know, harvest festivals. They're mostly secular. They have certain religious elements, but their foundation is not religious. It is an illusion to think that culture comes from religion. It does not. And then Jashraj is asking about some YouTuber who's selling some course about law of attraction. Jashraj, please don't mention names, because inevitably you're advertising someone's stupid course. Sapien says, please explain in very brief what is Hindutva and what are your thoughts about it. You know my thoughts about it, but what Hindutva is that it's a political ideology that makes Hindu identity primary and every other identity secondary, including the Indian identity. Neo Jarwag says, Hindutva is a process of erasing fissures such as caste and sect within the Hindu community to mobilize them for political unity. And no, not really. If that had been the case, the most famous organization which peddles Hindutva would not have a series of high caste Brahmins as their sarsangh chalak. Hindutva is a political tool used by upper caste people to draw people from all over India into its fold and call them, you know, and put them under the Hindu bracket to use them to maintain upper caste hegemony. Jerin says, how do you communicate with a friend who was an atheist but now follows a different religion that the one he was born into is scientific foresight? Okay, this can be actually be Islam, Christianity, and Hinduism. You argue with them the same way. Like, what is the foundation of their thought that there is scientific foresight in this religion? Like, why do they think it is scientific? And when they give you a specific argument, you debate them or you react to them using logic. Balmiki Ghosh, thank you. CHF 10 ke liye. Today is 7th anniversary of demonetization. A big shout out to the economist uncles who are enjoying retirement, splurging on the black money Modi ji brought back. Oh yeah. But we don't have culture of accountability, right? We don't have a culture of accountability. All we have is kar diya ab kya kar sakte hai, ho gaya abhi to matlab bhul jao na, itni purani baat ko kyun yaad kar rahe ho? Except Mughals, unko yaad rakhna hai. 7 saal ho gaya abhi ki baat ko yaad rakhega? 700 saal hote to yaad rakhte. Okay, someone is talking to Neo Charwak. I'm going to ignore all that because that's the primary conversation, private conversation. Crazy Gamer says, Vimo, you said you will stop streaming someday. Please don't stop doing streams in which you take callers. Love listening to your debate. I get to learn a lot from the way you counter arguments. Thank you, Crazy Gamer. I'm not going to stop streaming anytime soon. Don't worry about it. If it happens, it'll happen in a few years. For right now, this Wednesday stream is not going to be public anymore. It's going to be members only. The Saturday stream is going to be public as usual. Don't worry about it. That is not going anywhere. Sapien says, have you heard about something called Brahmacharya? What exactly is it and what are your thoughts on that? It has actually become cool nowadays on social. What? Brahmacharya has become cool? Among whom? 90-year-olds. I refuse to believe that teenagers are adopting Brahmacharya of their own free will. Their hormones won't let them, especially in this day and age. But yeah, incel culture, I suppose, is a kind of Brahmacharya. Like, you know, they don't want to remain Brahmacharis, but they have to be because it's involuntary celibacy. I don't know about any, like, you know, it becoming cool. I know what it is. It is the belief that you refrain from contact with the other sex or just sexual activity in general in order to, I don't know if that other thing, other stupid thing of semen retention has anything to do with it. There's no scientific basis for it. But if someone does not want to, you know, if someone wants to remain celibate, it's their choice. I'm not going to hold that against someone. Surya says, why do you give attention to trolls and their comments and DMs on Instagram? After all, the reason they're saying the shit they're saying is because they want that attention from you. That's why I hide their names. I use them as content. Because here's the thing. The thought behind it is that the comment that these guys leave on my videos are comments that they leave everywhere. And many people don't respond to them. So what I do is that I provide a template on the basis of which you can react to them or respond to them. Their need for attention, I take away from them by hiding their names एंड इंस्टाग्राम पे कुछ हजार लाइक आ जाते हैं. आई डोंट गिव देम अ प्लेटफॉर्म, आई यूज देम टू प्रमोट माई ओन प्लेटफॉर्म. देयर इज अ डिफरेंस. सौम्या जाधव, हाय सर, न्यू टू योर चैनल. हाय सौम्या, वेलकम वेलकम. वैज्ञानिक says, as a human, why do you think we have a sort of attachment towards finding purpose? Is it because of propaganda? That's actually a very good question. First of all, purpose is not a disjointed piece of reality that exists out there, which we are, you know, seeking, which we are reaching out towards. Purpose is a way of thinking. Whatever we do, we find that there is purpose, like we are doing things with a reason. And that kind of thinking sort of over a long period of time becomes something akin to this was my purpose. You take a bicycle ride to the mountaintop to watch the sunrise. You enjoy it. And it affects you on such an emotional level that you say this was my purpose. And then you start doing it regularly and it becomes part of your identity. So that is why a lot of people, it's primarily about interpreting reality using emotion or through emotion. That is why we feel it. Whether or not other animals have something like this, I cannot say. But yeah, human beings seem to be obsessed with purpose. And the reason this obsession continues also is because the idea of purpose is promoted throughout culture. You know, we have books about purpose. We have religions which say that there is purpose and stuff. So yeah. I understand that's not a very clear answer. Harsh says, hard to clean the straw once I ended up throwing my old bottle. Oh, hard to clean the straw wala bottle. Okay. Cloud says, hi Vimo, I have a question. Why some so-called upper caste liberal and leftist are avoiding talk about casteism? I answered this on Instagram a couple of weeks ago. Regardless of how liberal or leftist someone thinks, they are still the product of their childhood upbringing. And that upbringing frequently tends to be Hindu, in this country at least. And if it is Hindu, it comes with its own caste baggage. So even if people, you'll find that plenty of people are totally okay with saying God does not exist. But you start talking about caste and reservation and their opposition starts to emerge. I used to not take this seriously, but ever since the last 3 or 4 years when I've started reading up more about this, it's become very clear that the bigger fight in India is caste, not religion. It's the Brahminical hegemony that will try to absorb everything into it. Other cultures, other religions practices, atheism, ancient Indian traditions which were not Hindu only, sab kuch. It's like a gigantic black hole which absorbs everything. And it erases so many cultural aspects. Just every god, every tribal god becomes an avatar of Vishnu. That's what Hinduism is. Hemchandra says, hi Vimo, can only Brahmins receive moksha? Because according to the Guna theory, people do bad deeds, they end up in lower caste next life. What do the scriptures say? By the way, I don't believe in moksha. Well, it depends on when you ask this question. If you ask this question a few hundred years ago, Brahmins will tell you, yeah, totally. Yeah. But they will also give you a little bit of hope by saying, you know, there is a story of this person who became a Brahmin through sheer effort. That's why stories like, what's his name? Not Vishwakarma. The king who did tapasya so hard that he became a Brahmin. I'm forgetting his name. When I remember, I'll tell you. But yeah, such stories are there. But moksha does not exist. It's a fantasy concept. It is something created to give people a lollipop, in order to make them think that their exploitation in this life is for a reason and that they should not oppose it because in the next life they have some hope of doing better. Moksha does not exist. Brahmins don't have anything scientific to put behind it. You can just reject it. When you ask, can only Brahmins receive moksha? The question is that moksha does not exist. Nobody can receive it. Brahmins, forget about Brahmins, forget about anyone else. We're all just human beings. When we die, we die. Deepthi says, just finished Heavy Metal. I'm mad that Unilever never cleaned up the mercury they dumped in Kodai Canal. Have you read it? No, I have not actually. I have heard of it, but I have not read it. भाई एकता सेज आई रिमेंबर वंस विमो सेड दैट माय कंटेंट विल ऑलवेज बी फ्री फॉर एवरीवन. हाँ एकता, माय कंटेंट विल बी फ्री, द लाइव स्ट्रीम हैज एन एडिशनल थिंग नाउ. ऑल द कंटेंट दैट वाज फ्री इज स्टिल फ्री, बट द वेडनेसडे कंटेंट फ्रॉम नाउ ऑन इज गोइंग टू बी बिहाइंड अ पेवॉल. ऑल द एपिसोड्स दैट वेंट आउट टिल नाउ ऑन वेडनेसडे आर स्टिल गोइंग टू बी अवेलेबल ऑन द चैनल, यू कैन ऑलवेज वॉच देम. Some says I am just new to the channel. What is your profession? Some, I am a full-time content creator now. That's my profession. Soya says, how about you make the Saturday one a members-only show instead? After all, the calls sound more exclusive than chats. Yeah, so the thing is, the point of having those debates out in public is that people need to see them and learn from them about how to talk. The Wednesday ones, we can do it to refine our understanding, to go deeper into things. I can maybe, you know, tell you guys about books and articles that I read and stuff. Basically, kind of like what Meghnad does on his live stream. Deepthi says, do we become members on YouTube or Patreon? You become members on YouTube. You click the join button below and you become a member. And every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, you will get a link where you can join. सिद्धांत सर विमो को देखो या मेघनाथ को, फुल कंफ्यूज. अच्छा मेघनाथ का लाइव भी आज 8 बजे हो रहा है ना. हाँ इट वाज, इट्स वेरी वियर्ड. एनीवन हु फील्स लाइक देयर गोइंग टू गेट मोर वैल्यू आउट ऑफ मेघनाथ कैन गो, दैट्स ओके. विमो को देखो या मेघनाथ को, फुल कंफ्यूजन भाई साहब. दो टैब में दोनों खोल लो, एक को थोड़े टाइम म्यूट करो, दूसरे को थोड़े टाइम म्यूट करो, फिर देखो. स्पाइडरमैन सर चैनल अच्छी है लेकिन नंबर ऑफ मेंबर्स थोड़ा कैजुअल है. कैजुअल है मतलब हाँ छोटा है यार, क्या कर सकते हैं, जो है वो है और क्या. भाई एकता says, how is this not a form of capitalism? Because there is no capital here. This is, think of this as a laborer taking control of the means of production and creating a community. Capitalism होता अगर मेरे पास capital होता और मैं दूसरे लोगों के labor का फायदा उठा रहा होता. मैं नहीं कर रहा हूँ वो. सारा काम इस channel पे मैं ही करता हूँ. But I understand your point. YouTube is a corporation and I'm making YouTube money through it. But if there was a different way of doing it, I would. But there isn't. Neil Charvak says, Namaste Vimo. If Hindu power structures are primarily about caste, do you think the Hindutva movement seeks to oppose Hindu power structures since Savarkar was anti-Jatiwad? Savarkar was also pro-sexual assault, man. I don't take my sense of values from a man like Savarkar. Savarkar may have been anti-Jatiwad, but Hindu power structures are about caste. This is not hidden. It's plainly visible. You appear to be thinking of it as if it's some hypothetical, abstract, academic area we are talking about. You can see examples of it every day. You can talk to people who will tell you exactly what I said, probably in more horrible language, things that they believe. They will say that those people are inferior to me. I believe they're inferior. Here's the religious text that shows it. You, with your slightly more liberal sensitivities, having a more, you know, liberal view of the religion, changes nothing. On the ground level, it is very much about caste. Open your eyes. Study JE says, do you think violent retaliation against oppression is justified? For example, Israel conflict, Indian freedom struggle, French revolution. I don't know what to say. I don't want to like promote violence on the channel, obviously. But I'm not a pacifist. I think there are some problems which do merit, violence. But it has to be a last resort. And It is not justifiable in every case. Soumya says, I'm sorry, as soon as I have a job, I will surely try and join. It's okay, Soumya. The Saturday live stream is still open to you. Layman says, so from next Wednesday, will it only be reading comments or would you take calls as well? I don't know. If it's just 50 people, we might also take calls. It's all open. The Wednesday live stream will be behind the paywall and we can talk among members and we can discuss, among ourselves in private, a whole lot of things. So that's also on the table. The Wednesday live stream, what it's going to be, I leave it up to members. You guys decide what you want to do and we'll try to do all of it. We'll try to do as much of it as possible. Study J says, violence is never justified against anyone, but why people choose violence? Maybe it's my privilege talking that violence is not justified against oppression because I've never been in that situation. True. Like if I have never been in need of committing violence to protect myself, how do I judge someone who has to engage in violence in order to defend themselves and their family? That's what I was saying. I'm not a pacifist. I do accept that there may be some situations where a person has to be violent. Gandhi ji mahan the, main nahi hu. when it says how to question my religion, I don't understand this question. I don't understand this question of how to question your religion. You just find ways to question it within your family. Whenever whenever a member of your family or someone else tells you that, this is a practice that we must do, and you find it to be problematic, you raise a question. Deepthi says, when people work by choice, they put more effort and passion into it. When they work just for money, they just phone it in. Yeah. This that entire capitalist myth that if people are not starving, if people are not worried about whether they will survive tomorrow or not, they will not work hard and then be bad for the economy. How hard does the CEO work? How hard do the billionaires who spend the entire day tweeting racist memes, how hard do they work? They don't work hard. All the hard work you will find being done by the person behind the counter in every shop you go to. That's hard work. Studies says people only work because their material condition aren't met is a lie spread by capitalism. Yes, people will work no matter what the condition. There may be some people who don't want to work and they should be welcome to not work. But most people are not like that. People will work. If I was not making any money from this YouTube channel, I will still be publishing videos on it. See how that works? Karthik says, Vimo, why brutal, barbarous caste history and atrocities is very underrated in history books? That's because the people who wrote those history books tended to be at least somewhat in denial of it, or were under pressure to whitewash it to some degree. Maybe. I think we will have great, accurate textbooks once the perspective of Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi community scholars is taken into account. And sure, the history of caste is ugly, but there are sensitive ways of teaching it to people. If Germany can teach its children that we were the ones responsible for the world wars and we should not do it again, and those children grew up to be wholesome individuals, then surely we can do it also. Surya says, it's ironic that Rajneesh Osho was against philosophy, but most of what he preached was philosophical in nature. It can be argued that he was hypocritical here. Agree. I have not actually consumed much of Osho's work. I have not actually read much of most of the popular philosophers' works. I won't be able to comment. Nokia says, do you think Israel's action would lead to World War III? I hope not. I hope not, man. I hope not. Don't even make me think about it. Karthik says, why brutal, barbarous caste history and atrocities is very underrated in history books, which, okay, already read that. Neo Charvak is telling someone, if you had read his book or knew anything about him, you would not be saying this. Aray, Neki or Pooch Pooch, go to Ashok Pandey's channel. The channel is called The Credible History, and watch his videos about Veer Savarkar. You will learn a lot more than you will learn from any Hindutva textbook. Ashok Pandey, the channel is called The Credible History. He cites sources, shows books, and everything. Great, great series of videos. The Credible History. Jesu, thank you for the 1700 rupees. Why you not staying bored? Are kya karu sir, ug jate hain baal yaar. I do intend to go full, like this is the shape of my head that I like. I don't like it when I have a copper wire coming out of here and an antenna coming out of here, and my head is very unwieldy when the hair grows. I don't like it. So more or less, this is what you will see from now on. I may trim it a little bit. I may go full, but I will probably not grow more hair than this. So yeah, fear not. I'm going to remain balding or baldish. Demonization, I think you meant demonetization, was very seriously stupid. Most black money is in offshore accounts and tax havens like Mauritius. It was just to impoverish poor people who don't participate in mainstream banking or investments. Yeah, poor people and also small and medium businesses, which rely on cash to a great degree. Their cash flow disappeared almost overnight. My fond hope is that one day soon we will have serious investigation of the motivations behind things like demonetization, and this stupid GST framework that these guys brought into being with, you know, lighting and everything. And the people accountable for this massive tragedy, massive economic tragedy of before COVID, by the way. A lot of these people will tell you that COVID caused the economic collapse. The manufacturing sector, in fact, specifically the auto manufacturing sector, was already showing massive signs of collapse before COVID started. So don't fall for all that. Great amount of economic dhandhali has happened. I hope investigation is done and these people are dragged back into the halls of justice. Brown Panic says, it's common for readers of Ambedkar's writings to express disapproval regarding the historical veracity of his statements about Shudras and lower castes. Disapproval regarding the historical veracity of his statement, as in you're saying that people will say he was wrong, or are you saying that people, the things he said were wrong, were right? However, it is important to recognize his intention behind these statements as well as his philosophy of Devian pragmatism. I don't know what that means. His main ideology was to strengthen the identity of lower castes so that they would come forward as a group. It is incorrect to criticize Ambedkar for lacking historical evidence in his books. Okay. Thank you, MK, for the 100 rupees. Hi, Vimo. Kaise ho? Sumana ka girl atheist channel kaise milega? MK, Sumana is going to make a public announcement pretty soon. When she does, you will find out and then you can join. And thank you for the 100 rupees. Valkyrie, thank you for the $1.99. Savarkar, anti-caste was proud. Chitpavan Brahman. Savarkar was a lot of things. It's complicated. You will see a very sterilized version of what Savarkar was if you read Hindutva sources. Read proper sources. Read, I just pointed out Ashok Pandey. There are books about Savarkar. Ashok Pandey has done a compilation of content about Savarkar on his channel, The Credible History. Watch that also. Zombie Killer says, how old are you, sir? I am 40. Surya says, one argument I've seen anti-science content creators make is something on the lines of, science is mostly fake. There are many good things science gave us, but most of it is bogus. Credit Michael Knowles. What do you make of this? Well, I don't know what he meant by mostly fake, but according to that standard, what would he say about religion? Is religion mostly true or is it completely fake? Because even then science wins, right? There is reality and science has this much and religion has zero. So science still wins. Study JE says, Surya, that's not an argument at all. Also, Michael Knowles is part of Daily Wire, paid by oil billionaires. So he has incentive to be anti-science. Obviously. Soumya says, sir, they say that religion is needed to maintain order. I read in Sapiens that humans needed a collective myth to believe in to form a community. Is it true? And is there a deeper meaning behind it? Humans need a collective myth can mean many things. It does not have to take the form of organized religion. There are collective myths surrounding film stars and football players, and they don't claim to be, you know, divinely ordained. You can have collective, like, you know, democracy is a collective myth. Capitalism is a collective myth. These are things that came out of human imagination and we all agreed to believe in them. The currency note that says 10 rupees is a piece of paper. If I gave it to you and you refuse to believe in the myth that it has that much value, it stops working. So collective myth can take many forms. It does not have to be organized religion. We are bound to have collective myths. All I'm saying is that the toxic collective myths can be discarded in favor of the useful ones. Deepthi says, upper caste avoid caste because they brainwash each other to think that they're victims of things like the reservation. Also, yeah, that is true. But also, their caste privilege has percolated into their surrounding environment and they no longer have to tell people that they deserve special treatment, right? So it is possible for an upper caste boy to spend most of his life without even understanding that he's getting benefits because of his second name. Surya says, here's a better idea for your stream. On Saturday, take callers who are members of your YouTube channel, or like patrons, etc., and let other non-members see them and ask questions. Arre, phir to hoga hi nahi na. The people, you think the people who fiercely disagree with me will become paid members of the channel? If I do that, then it will be just, haan bhaiya kaise ho, haan I agree with everything you say, yeah you agree with everything I say. Nothing interesting, nothing of actual disagreement will happen. So that's going to be a problem. I want to speak to people who disagree with me so that out of that chaos, we can create, you know, we can create templates that other people can follow when talking to other people. So that's why I don't want to do this. I think the public conversation should be public and free for all, kushti match. But on Wednesday, we can have the cozy chats that you just talked about. Taranga says, Vishwamitra. Yes, Vishwamitra was the sage. Vishwamitra was the sage who wasn't Brahmin but became one, supposed to be Kshatriya, hence the temper. Yeah, yeah. He became a Brahmarshi, I believe. He became a Rishi equal to the rank of a Brahm. Equal to the rank of Brahma? Could be, because he did create another universe, right? Who knows? Surya says, instead of making the whole live stream members... Nahin, Surya, bola na, wo problem hoga. I don't want the conversations to be just between people who agree with each other. Satyamev Jayate says, Marxists are the worst people to understand caste. Most are Brahmins anyway, and still defend Brahminism and bad Vedic history. Well, some weeks ago, somebody pointed out, I think it was Neo Charvak who asked me if I was a Marxist, and I said, no, I'm not. And the primary reason I said that is because, despite the fact that I agree with a lot of things that Marx says, that the framework provided by Marx does not fit this world, this modern world, completely. There are problems now that Marx could not have foreseen. There are situations now that do not exactly benefit from using his methods. That is why this book, Techno-Feudalism, is very useful, because it is about how capitalism works now and how, I mean, the author of Techno-Feudalism was what, Yanis Varoufakis, I'm probably butchering the name. It is his view that capitalism has already ended. It is over. And what we are living in now is techno-feudalism. Jashraj says, which religion is first, Hinduism or Buddhism, according to you? Well, it depends on what you mean by Hinduism. If your conception of Hinduism is what we call Hinduism today, the religion, then it came into being in the 19th century and Buddhism is older. But some people want to claim everything in ancient India as Hindu, and according to them, Hinduism is older. I'm personally of the opinion that ancient Indian philosophical schools and belief systems and tribal gods and deities, etc., and ways of worship cannot be classified as Hindu because they didn't call themselves Hindu. Ye 19th century mein ek identity banana and then bola wo sab hamara tha is like Zionism. It's like creating an identity and then saying, haan nahi nahi, 2000 saal pehle yahan pe jo rehte the wo hum hi the. Jabki tum log sab Europeans ho jo Scotland se aaye the. Scotland, South Africa aur Europe ke various parts se. Hindutva has a lot in common with Zionism. I'm sure no right-winger will disagree with me. They will love it if they heard it. Royal says, I was watching a stream the other day and my friend said this YouTuber opposes imaginary gods and deities but has pictures of imaginary characters on his wall. Yes, acknowledging that they're imaginary. The problem is not with liking imaginary characters. I like the imaginary characters in Ramayana and Mahabharata. I don't think of them as historically accurate or actual persons even. That is the difference. Understand that. If you want to take your mythological text and treat them as novels written in Mauryan times, you have no objection from me. Treat them as literature, because that's what they are. But the moment you start saying this is history, you are running into, you know, troubled waters. And thank you for noticing my imaginary characters. Inspector Steel, Super Commando Dhruv, Fighter Toads, Nagraj, Bhokal, and Tiranga. A lot of it is derivative, but okay. Also, Kalyani Mukherjee, thank you for becoming a member. People, always, become a member. Next Wednesday onward, this episode, Wednesday-wide episode is going to be members only. So if you become a member, you will be able to access it. Otherwise, you will only be able to see the Saturday-wala call-in show. So thank you. Thank you, Kalyani Mukherjee, for becoming a member. Enlightened KP Bara says, do you think indoctrinating children into a religion should be considered child abuse? I wouldn't go so far, but I would definitely say that children need to be given a holistic understanding of the religious situation in the world. If you are only telling them about one religion and you're only telling them that this is the only religion that is true, then it is not like you can't blame people for thinking that that's child abuse. I find that when we label things like that child abuse, we create a wall which it becomes very difficult to talk through. So I don't do that. Sudhir says, hello, Vimo. Maybe you have talked about this before, but why do you think caste is a phenomenon unique to India? Feudalism existed everywhere, but why only India developed castes? Ask the people who started it, man. Ask all the Brahminical thinkers who were of the opinion that they and they alone should be, purveyors of knowledge and everyone else needs to work for them. They are the ones who wrote the texts that made caste, binding. Although, if you ask them today, most of them will be at great pains to distance themselves from it. You ask anyone, are you a Brahmin? I don't think of myself as a Brahmin. I don't believe in caste. I don't see caste. You in America, these are the kind of people will say, I don't see race. That's because your white privilege has prevented you from having to worry about it. Mithil says, do you think there are some narrative that can become religious in nature, like nationalism, Marxism, etc.? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nationalism does tend to be very adjacent to religion. Animation says, main dono ko mute pe dekh raha. Yashraj says, how can we learn true history from internet? Find good sources and follow them regularly. I just gave you one, TCH, the Credible History. It's an Indian channel. Watch it and it gives you a great overview of modern Indian history. Aritra says, I am a rationalist and atheist person. I have read a lot of literature related to this topic. You are doing extremely good. Love and respect. Thank you, Aritra. Much appreciated. Thank you. Taranga says, Sudhir, there is evidence of caste in Japan also, like for centuries. Yeah. What do you think samurais were? अभी हम लोग ग्लोरीफाई कर चुके हैं एंड द फैक्ट दैट सैमुराइज नो लॉन्गर एग्जिस्ट मेक्स यू थिंक दैट यू नो जापान डज नॉट हैव कास्ट बट देर आर जापानीज बिजनेसेस व्हिच हैव एग्जिस्टेड फॉर सेंचुरीज एंड देर इज डेफिनेटली सम साइन ऑफ कास्ट देर यू गाइस रिमेंबर द फिल्म द लास्ट सैमुराई स्टारिंग टॉम क्रूज इट वॉज अ हिट इन दिस पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड इवन इन द वेस्ट राइट बट इन जापान पीपल आर लाइक Because in Japan, generally speaking, when they think samurai, they think corruption. They don't think honor and sword and harakiri and stuff. They think corruption. Mote said, jo ghar pe baith ke apna pet phulate the, kyunki unke kaam koi aur kar raha tha. So yeah, Japan had a version of it. Surya says, last time I argued with a person about gender affirming surgery. They said that for that surgery, the age when they can take it should be 18 and not below. Because children can't make decisions when they're lesser than 18. Psychology stuff, apparently. What do you think of this argument? Well, ek problem to hai ki whenever you say, gender affirming care, people assume it's surgery. Sometimes, if a child goes and talks to a psychologist and their parents consult because they want their child to be happy, because that's what good parents should do, the psychologist themselves will say, is this the right age for it? No. If it is the right age for it, the psychologist or the doctor might say, yeah, you can do it. It can be minor things. It can be changing hair color. It can be eyebrows. It can be clothes. That's all gender affirming care. There are people who are advised to wait until after puberty. There are people who are advised to take puberty blockers and only after that things will be done. It's aisa nahi ki gender affirming surgery ko matlab 3-3 saal ke bachcho ke upar unke parents ke ichha ke viruddh kiya ja raha hai. Ye bakwas hai. You will find a lot of this crap floating around. Don't believe it. It's complete and utter horseshit. Complete horseshit. Nobody, that is not being done to anyone. Luca, thank you for becoming a member. Much appreciated. Satyamev Jayate, thank you for the 6 euro. That's euros, right? Yeah, 6 euros. Hinduism, Brahmanism, Vedicism is also very close to Zen, Avestan, including Devas, Ahura, fire worship, yagyas, animal sacrifice, etc. See, here's the thing. The reason I compare it to Zionism is because Zionism is living and breathing and creating trouble. You compare it to Zendavestan faiths, those religions, those ways of worship are gone. There's no point comparing them. That's the main thing. तरंगा सेज दोस्त यू आर मोर इंटरेस्टिंग देन मी. अरे इतना पीछे चल रहा हूँ, ये कॉमेडी 8/22 को आया था ये, और अच्छा हाँ ये ओके ओके नहीं मेघनाथ इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. अरे हाउ डेयर यू इंसल्ट माई फ्रेंड, आई एम नॉट सेइंग यू आर इंसल्टिंग. Sapien says, last week you said that you have rational parents. That's so lucky, to be honest. By the way, rational parents means exactly what? Were they atheist? No, they're not atheist. They agree with my politics 85% to 90%. There are some things I have managed to change about them. And for the most part, they support my work. That's what I meant by it. I'm not living in a utopia, but they're very cool. That's all I'm saying. Vinit says, hey Vimo, been following your content from a while and you definitely give a different aspect, point of view on religion, which feels right. But how to question my religion, that is Sikhism, is right or less right? Vinit, the problem is I don't know much about Sikhism, so I cannot help you there. If you bring me a specific claim or something next, this coming Saturday, we can talk about it and we can see how best you can make your point. Or even if you become a member and you ask on Wednesday, which will remain private because it won't be a public video. Jaren says, Vimo is currently leading with 40 plus more viewers than Meghnath. Arey yaar, aisa mat karo. Uske aur mere beech mein jhagda karaoge tum. Soumya says, sir, I must say you are one of the YouTubers that I connect with. Thank you for making me learn stuff in an interesting way. Thank you, Soumya. Much appreciated. Layman says, will become capitalism when Vimo starts his courses on debating atheism, which I am sure Vimo has no such ideas, I presume. I had a course and I didn't like it. I put out a course about, becoming an independent creator. A lot of people joined, but when I was live class, there were 3 people. So I don't like that. I genuinely want to interact with people. But courses, ka ye hota hai ki you put it out and then people watch it at their own leisure. And I'm not really a video person as much as I'm a live person. So I kind of like doing live streams. The members only live stream, in case anyone is panicking about it, let me try it. If it does not work, we will go back to doing it publicly, right? But I need to have some members only stuff because there's a feature, A, and because I promised in the beginning of the year that I'm going to do members only streams, and now it is which month? This is November. Like, almost the entire year has gone by and I did not do this, and I feel quite guilty about it. So I want to start members only streams on Wednesdays. We will see how it goes. Become a member. We'll see what happens. I will show you stuff, we'll react to stuff. I will tell you about the books that I'm reading and what I found in them and stuff like that. And if it does not work out, either because you find it uninteresting or because it is not, it does not help me grow the money I'm making from this channel, then we'll go back to making it public. Cool? Sumana is here. Hi, Sumana. Sapien says, right wing talks a lot about pseudo-secularism. Is it a real thing? What are your thoughts? Oh, jaise khud bahut secular hai. Pseudo-secularism was the invention of one L.K. Advani, who has now become part of the Margdarshak Mandal. There is no such thing as secularism. Up until L.K. Advani's period, when he was still able to appear on TV and talk, the BJP tried to pretend that secularism was a good thing. Right? We are living now in a time when the BJP is openly saying secularism is bad. We should become one religion, one king, no democracy system. Openly. BJP or BJP supporters are openly saying this. Pseudo-secularism piche reh chuka. Abhi koi nahi bol raha pseudo-secularism. Abhi sab bol raha secularism bura hai. Sumana says, I met SID and Taranga. Next is you, Vimo. Sure, Sumana, if you are in this part of the world, let me know. Or whenever I am next in a city that you appear to be passing through, we can definitely meet. Prasad says, please consider inviting Dr. Shantanu Abhyankar as a guest. He's a rationalist and atheist. He first graduated as a homeopath and discovered that it's all quackery. Then he did MBBS and MD gynecology. Oh yeah, then definitely useful. I have people in my utopian family who are huge homeopathy fans. I really need to do something about it. I have not been able to. I mean, not been able to without losing my temper. Layman, thank you for becoming a member. Layman, also Shubhangi, thank you for becoming a member. Much appreciated. Also, you guys do know that there's a gift membership option, right? You can gift 5 membership and give it to 5 random people in the chat. So if anyone wants to do that, feel free. Anand says, you're bound to get a little shade for restricting some content to subscribers only. It may be worthwhile to mention. Yeah. क्या कर सकते हैं अभी देखते हैं क्या होता है. Aritra said Savarkar was anti-jatiwad, not to give equality and justice to the lower caste people. Instead, it was to fight against the Muslims and Christians. He saw that people were leaving Hinduism because of the caste system. And he decided to say, hey, jatiwad band karo, ye log sab ja rahe hain. Hamare religion number kam ho raha hai. Neo Charvak says, I agree that Jati Varna is an omnipresent thing in India. My point is that Hindutva can fight it better than anything else. Ambedkarite ideology only mobilizes Dalits, but Hindutva mobilizes all Hindus. Yeah, Hindutva mobilizes all Hindus against whom? You think Hindutva is going to make the next Sar Sangh Chalak of the RSS a Dalit man? Not going to happen, my friend. You are under the illusion that Hindutva has something to do with anti-caste ideology. It does not. In fact, it is the biggest encourager of casteism. And also, it will mobilize all Hindus in against whom? All the non-Hindus of India. That also is there. A much simpler way is to cater to the needs of the Bahujan Samaj, the people who exist in India in maximum numbers, and do something about the injustice that they have faced for centuries now. When someone who's a supporter of Hindutva says that we need to mobilize all Hindus, they will say one nation, one religion, everything. But nobody says one caste. The day you are able to say that Hindutva means that everyone has the same caste now, I'll agree with you. But neither you nor all the purveyors of your ideology can do so. Because it's not. And they know it. Even if you appear to not know it. Joy Boy says, Neo Charvak be like, dekhna hi nahi hai reality. I will just find casteism in books and words of people. If it doesn't exist there, then casteism doesn't exist at all. Yeah. Neo Charvak, in all honesty and in all sincerity, you need to make your primary source the real world. I don't know how old you are, but yeah. Try to do that. Ritika says, Hindutva now and in the past has always seeked to ask for Hindu solidarity when the upper caste looks like it is losing power. But on gaining power, they have always reinstated those caste boundaries. Yeah. The only reason you will find Hindutva supporting upper caste people or just, you know, the BJP's basic vote bank, the only reason you will find them talking about caste ke basis pe divide ho raha hai, they will only say this when caste awareness increases and people start to assert their identity and say ki ye jo operation chal raha hai abhi, ye nahi chalega. तब उनका अंदर का एंटी कास्ट वॉरियर जाग उठता है. पर जब सब कुछ उनके हिसाब से चल रहा होता है, नहीं नहीं कास्ट का है, मुझे तो कोई कास्ट नहीं दिखता. बर्नाली, थैंक यू फॉर द 100 rupees. विमो, हाउ डू सम एस्ट्रोलॉजर्स टेल सम एग्जैक्ट थिंग्स दैट हैपेंड इन वन्स लाइफ विद राइट ईयर और मंथ व्हेन दे आर फुल्ली अननोन टू द पर्सन? बर्नाली, देयर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड कोल्ड रीडिंग. प्लीज फाइंड आउट मोर अबाउट इट. ऑल्सो देयर इज अ फन वे ऑफ लर्निंग अबाउट इट. देयर इज अ सीरियल कॉल्ड द मेंटलिस्ट. You can find episodes of it on Amazon Prime, primevideo.com. Watch it. It's a lot of fun. And frankly, it's one of my favorite depictions of an atheist. You usually find atheists who are like grumpy, religious people bad. But the mentalist has a smiling, cheerful atheist. And I really like that series for that. So cold reading is one method. Scamming is another method. Doing background research in secret is another method. These are all things that can be done. Magicians have been doing it for centuries, if not more. Thank you for the 100 rupees, Bernali. Thank you. Anurag says, what do you think about Mahatma Gandhi? I have come to some bizarre facts about him. Dr. Ambedkar is also against him. Anurag, Mahatma Gandhi, the person we call Mahatma Gandhi, was Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. He was a human being. He was a freedom fighter. He did some good things. He did some bad things. He had some problematic views about caste. He had some problematic views about sex. Take it all into account and treat him like a human being. My principle is that if criticism of Gandhi comes from, the DBA folks, Dalit Bahujan Adivasi folks, I take it seriously because he did believe in some really ridiculous casteist stuff. And a lot of it was coming from his belief in religious ideas. But when criticism of Gandhi comes from Sanghis, who are like Godse worshippers, I don't take it seriously because they're idiots. And they're worse than idiots, honestly. Surya says, okay, Vimo, how about you make the live chat members only on Wednesdays so that only members can ask questions? I still want to see your live stream though. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Surya. The live chat will be members only. The entire stream, the video, the chat, it will all be members only on Wednesday. Even the calls will be members only. That's what I said. The Wednesday live stream will be members only. People will not be able to see it publicly on the channel. If you're a member, only then you will be able to see it. That's what I said. See it, participate in it, and everything. Study J says, your debates with people you disagree with are entertaining, but most of the time people don't change mind after debating. They rather double down on their beliefs. No, here's the thing. Most of the time that will happen. But my goal is not to always, ideally, the person I am talking to should be convinced, right? But even if they're not, all the people who are watching the video will find something to use in it, right? That is the goal. I do it for the bystanders. I do it also for the person I'm talking to. But if they don't change, and you're right, in most cases, they won't change, it's okay. Because we do, at the end of the day, have a piece of content that we can put out in public and other people can see it and say, hey, this is an interesting conversation. Maybe the next time I have a conversation like this, I can talk like this. Maybe it'll help me. Taranga says, Satyamev Jayate, there are Dalit scholars who are Ambedkarite Marxists and have theorized on caste and class. Example, Professor Anand Teltumbde. Also, Professor Irfan Habib is a Marxist historian on caste and a non-Brahmin. Wolf Gupta says, great comparison between Hinduism and Zionism. I fell off my chair. Thank you for that. You fell off my chair? You fell off your chair. Okay. I thought you baitha kab tha mere chair mein jo gir pada. Soumya says, how do I consume news nowadays because it terrifies me like the ongoing wars? You do the best you can. You take care of your mental health, but you also don't close your off from the tragedy that is going on. Because believe it or not, this same tragedy is waiting to happen in parts of the world that are much closer to your home. If we don't raise our voice against what is happening to innocent Palestinians, then the day is not far when we ourselves will be screaming in pain and the whole world will not take note. RST says, Gita mein kaha gaya hai, satya hi dharm hai aur jo satya hai, wahi sanatan hai. Lekin ise Hindu naam kab de diya gaya? Gita mein to ye bhi kaha gaya ki sare duties ko chhod ke mujh mein surrender kar do. Gita mein jo kaha gaya hai, usko interpret kai tariqo se kiya jata hai. Kuch log kehte hai, satya hi dharm hai aur jo satya hai, wahi sanatan hai. Par in dono hi statements ka koi matlab nahi hai. Tum aage bhi bahar jaoge, और किसी के सामने साबित कर दोगे कि उनके धर्म ग्रंथ में जो लिखा है वो झूठ है, तो क्या उसको मानना बंद कर देंगे क्योंकि वो सत्य नहीं है? धार्मिक लोगों के जो चोचले होते हैं वो अक्सर सत्य का मतलब ही बदलने की कोशिश होती है, जैसे कि ये चीज सत्य है इसलिए इसको इस पर विश्वास करो, नहीं, इस चीज पर मैं विश्वास करता हूं इसीलिए यह सत्य है, उल्टा कर दिया जाता है. सो इंटरप्रिटेशंस को ध्यान मत दो, असली गीता पढ़ो, कोई नहीं रोक रहा. और फिर तुम पाओगे कि ये लाइन असल में वहां पे है नहीं, कम से कम इस रूप में तो है नहीं. Study J says, if people say this land belongs to us because we lived here 2000 years ago, yada yada, then according to their logic, every country in the world can colonize whole of Africa. Yeah, that whole idea of, like, if you're going to say that Jews deserve a homeland of their own, it doesn't make any sense. Why do they deserve a homeland of their own? Do Sikhs deserve a Khalistan? Does every separatist movement everywhere deserve something? And also, the people who call themselves the true inheritors of that land are European. Somebody pointed out that if you do a DNA test of Israelis today, you might find out that they're not actually descended from the people who lived there 2000 years ago. They're all from all over Europe, post Second World War. Daily Undaily says, "Do you know my name is Ra? My name is Raj movie? No, I don't. I don't. I have not heard of this movie." Thomas Cromwell says, "Did you hear what Slavoj Zizek recently said about Bhagavad Gita scene in Oppenheimer?" No. No, I do not believe I have had that pleasure. Vinay says, "What do you think of China building too close to Northeast borders? Can they infiltrate in the future?" What future? They've infiltrated in the past. Our Prime Minister won't do anything about it. उसके मुंह से चाइना शब्द नहीं निकलता. चाइनीज लोग हमारे टेरिटरी में घुस के गांव बना चुके हैं. अभी रिसेंटली राहुल गांधी विजिटेड सर्टन नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स एंड ही स्पोक टू पीपल देयर एंड दे क्लियरली टोल्ड हिम बियॉन्ड दिस पॉइंट वी कांट गो इन अवर ओन स्टेट बिकॉज देर आर चाइनीज कॉलोनीज देर. कल्याणी, थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग अ मेंबर. कल्याणी सेज, हाय विमो, जस्ट जॉइंड. आई विश टू नो हाउ वी एथीस्ट कैन हैव म्यूचुअल सपोर्ट ग्रुप. इट फील्स वेरी आइसोलेटेड ऑफन. कल्याणी, वन वे इज टू हैंग आउट अमंग एथीस्ट एंड नाउ दैट यू आर अ मेंबर यू कैन हैंग आउट अमंग एथीस्ट. आई अज्यूम मोस्ट पीपल हु आर पेड मेंबर्स हियर आर एथीस्ट. थॉमस क्रॉमवेल सेज, रिलीजियस इंडोक्ट्रिनेशन ऑफ चिल्ड्रन इज कंसिडर्ड चाइल्ड अब्यूज इन जर्मनी. ओह वाओ, जर्मनी इज लाइक लिविंग इन द ईयर 35-40 आई थिंक. आरएसटी से, लोग कहते हैं कि धर्म हमें नैतिक शिक्षा देता है, क्या यह सही है? धर्म हमें नैतिक शिक्षा देने की कोशिश करता है, ये सही है, पर कई ऐसी शिक्षाएं जो धर्म हमें देता है वो आजकल के मानदंडों के हिसाब से नैतिक नहीं है और ना ही हो सकती है. शायद तब भी नैतिक नहीं थी जब ये पहली बार दी गई थी. जातिवाद नैतिक नहीं है, स्लेवरी नैतिक नहीं है, औरतों पर अत्याचार नैतिक नहीं है, बच्चों का इस्तेमाल युद्ध में नैतिक नहीं है, पर कई धर्मों ने इस प्रकार की शिक्षाएं दी हैं. सो कैसे हुआ नैतिक, डिपेंड करता है तुम्हारे लिए नैतिक का डेफिनेशन क्या है. आदित्य सेज, हाउ टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस टू विमो. आदित्य, ऐसे ही लाइक यू आस्क दिस वन, चैट में ही पूछते हैं. वैसे 1 घंटा 5 मिनट हो गया है, और 5-10 मिनट कर लेते हैं फिर बंद कर देंगे आज का लाइव स्ट्रीम. Bhupendra says, everyone has come from Africa to Europe and Eurasia, then migration starts towards Indian region, means Pakistan, India, Afghanistan, China, etc. So we all came here, whether earlier or later. Chat thoda refresh kar raha hai, thoda time lag raha hai, ruko. Study J says, Wolf Gupta, I don't think Zionism is an apt comparison to Hindutva. Zionism is a colonial movement. Hindutva is similar to Christian nationalism in America. That's one way of looking at it. Sure, I'm not, like, it's an analogy, right? It doesn't fit perfectly. But if you look at Hinduism as something that came into being in the 19th century and now seeks to be considered the defining characteristic of being Indian, right? We were here first. Make a list of all the things they say. We were here first. We are descendants of ancient people. Our culture, which, by the way, you don't find evidence for in Indus Valley times. Our culture is literally thousands of years BC old. No evidence for it. You look at all these things, you find that a lot of connecting threads to Zionism. It's very similar. Hindutva. Hold on. Neo Charvak says, please share ways to learn from the real world. Oh, that's easy. Speak to people who are Dalit Bahujan Adivasi, read their works, listen to their scholars, attend events organized by them, understand their lived experience about caste. That's what I meant. And plenty of them are on social media. Speak to them directly also. There are Dalit Bahujan Adivasi creators. Two of them were on this channel as guests a couple of weeks ago. One was Deepak, the other was Ambedkarite Hitesh. Rationalogic Thoughts has become a member. Thank you, Rationalogic Thoughts, for becoming a member. Much appreciated. Chaitu says, why do right-wingers deny Aryan invasion migration theory even when there is evidence? What? Right-wingers deny it? No, Aryan invasion never happened. Right wing is denied, yeah, because it never happened. Aryan invasion is a myth. What is more likely is that there was a steady influx of the people who are classified as Aryan into India over a period of many centuries. Sure, there have been some battles and skirmishes along the way, but the entirety of it cannot be called an invasion. People who say Aryan invasion did not happen are right. Migration, yeah, it happened. But don't equate migration with invasion, because then you're implying that it was an entire long running war or something. Yash says, left has two arguments. Caste is intrinsic to Hinduism. Hinduism is a modern construct. So if we combine these two, then we see what Jay Sai Deepak recently said, that caste itself is a colonial missionary construct. No, sir. When we say caste is intrinsic to Hinduism, we mean that what we know as Hinduism today is primarily just the caste system. When we say Hinduism is a modern construct, we mean that the construct that is caste, which is Brahmanism, is called Hinduism today. See how that works? Jay Sai Deepak said that caste is a colonial missionary construct. See, here's the thing about all the people who say that Christians brought caste, or Muslims do caste, or British created caste. The caste system has not remained static, right? It has changed throughout history. And even in British times, when they were creating that system for census, it did change. But to say that the British created it is a bit too far, because you do find scriptures from before the British where figures, holy as well as not holy, have written about it. People have written about how social structures work. People have written, Fahi and I cited recently about how certain people were asked to live outside of their vegetarian society. And whenever they were within the vegetarian society, they were supposed to beat a piece of wood so that other people would not come into contact with them. In some form, Brahmanism, casteism has always existed, or rather has existed for a long time, right? What we know as Hinduism today is primarily Brahmanism. KL Chip says, although it is still much better to study history from books, right-wing YouTubers and Chavda types have taken hold of YouTube, and I feel like it's much easier to find misinformation on the internet than stuff like TCH. Yeah. But that's why we point people in the right direction, right? Whenever you find someone, point them towards proper sources. Point them towards good channels like TCH. Huseyf says, अगर इस बार मोदी गवर्नमेंट नहीं आती तो अगले इलेक्शन में ऑपोजिशन को हिंदू को कन्विंस करना पड़ेगा कि मोदी गवर्नमेंट के आने के बाद से सनातन ज्यादा खतरे में है. What? इस बार करना पड़ेगा कि मोदी गवर्नमेंट के आने के बाद से ज्यादा खतरे. अरे मोदी गवर्नमेंट के आने के बाद ही तो ये शुरू हुआ कि सनातन खतरे में है. उससे पहले कौन बोलता था हिंदू खतरे में? 2014 में ये आदमी पावर में आया और तभी से चल रहा है हिंदू खतरे में. मतलब इसके आने के बाद हिंदू खतरे में आ गया. Right, so I suppose I'll take 3 more comments and then I'll end today's live stream. Before I end, the usual announcement and the unusual announcement. The usual announcement is that if you want to support this channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. You can also support this channel on Patreon or on UPI, vimo@upi, vimoh@upi, or you can go to my website at www.vimo.in and click the support button there to make a contribution of any amount of a choice. And secondly, the unusual announcement is that the Wednesday live stream, this is the last one. From next week onwards, the Wednesday live stream will be members only, which means that only people who are clicking the join button below and becoming a member will be able to access it, comment on it, and join the calls. So yeah, thank you for all of that. Thank you for all these weeks of joining the Wednesday stream for free. All the episodes on the Wednesday stream that have happened till now will continue to remain free. But from now on, the Wednesday content goes behind a paywall. Right. So before we end, let us take a look at the last 3 comments. I'm going to choose, right? Let's see. Abhi koi tha kya? Like second. Timeless says, bro, you are suffering from self-delusion. I suggest you a discussion with ex-Muslims. Are you willing? We'll set up a YouTube discuss with ex-Muslim and Hindu channel like heated debates. What am I deluded about? You didn't tell me. What are you telling me about? What am I deluded about? I am an atheist. I agree with many things that ex-Muslims say and do. Timeless says, Valmiki is a Dalit, Vedvyas is a Dalit. Valmiki was not a Dalit. Valmiki was a Brahmin. He says so in the Ramayana. He calls himself a son of Brahma. It was in later times that the Valmiki label was given to people from certain background, and they are definitely Dalit, but Valmiki was not a Dalit. I myself used to think this. I may have said this in the live stream also. Vedvyas is Dalit. Okay, you're saying Vedvyas is a Dalit because his mother was a fisherwoman, but his father was a Brahmin, no? So how was he Dalit? Ghuma phira ke baat karne se nikal nahi paoge, beta. Ye sab normal cheez hai yahan pe. Okay, there is a super chat from Barnali. Barnali, thank you for the 200 rupees. Barnali says, what to do when as a feminist and atheist, one can't agree with majority of people around them or in social media, and fights happen and it creates extreme self-doubt in oneself. Barnali, you need to see someone who can actually provide you help about your mental states. I am not that person. If you are finding that social media is becoming really toxic for your mental health, take a break from it. But if you need help about how to conduct yourself on social media or how to deal with your mental states, you need to talk to someone who can help you. I'm not a professional, I'm not a counselor. I cannot help you there. ऐसे ही देखो, मैं इनको हंसा दिया तुमने, वाल्मीकि से दलित, वाह हा 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 हा। Suyash says, Vedvyasa's mother was not a Dalit. She raised in Nishad fisherman family, but she was Kshatriya by birth. Yeah. So the story is, was she Matsyagandha or am I thinking about someone else? She was Matsyagandha. So the story is that a king let go of his semen in a forest into a leaf and then asked a bird to take it to his queen. A hunter shot the bird down. The bird fell into the river. The leaf containing the semen was swallowed by a fish and the baby was formed inside the fish's belly. A fisherman found the fish, cut it open, found the belly, took it, and the girl grew up as his daughter. Because she grew up inside the belly of a fish, she smelled like fishes. That's why she was called Matsyagandha. And Matsyagandha eventually gave birth to Vedvyas. And Vedvyas eventually became the father of Dhritarashtra and Pandu and Vidur. I don't know why I'm going into so much detail. Right. So we are at the end of today's live stream. And Suya says, yes, that's the right story. She was born from a fish. Very realistic. The coolest thing is in these stories, somebody will drop their semen somewhere, and wherever the semen falls, a baby naturally erupts out of the ground. Semen falls on someone's hair, a baby. On someone's shoulder, a baby. Into the water, a baby. It's like they thought serious sex education ki zarurat thi. But again, this is literature. This is fantasy. Treat it like Lord of the Rings and you'll be okay. Deepthi, thank you for becoming a member. Again, thank you. Weird day. Thank you for becoming a member. Right. Right. So, yeah. Abhi khatam kar raha hu. Main pakka khatam kar raha hu. 1 ghanta 18 minute ho gaya. Thank you everyone for joining today. And I told you everything. From next Wednesday, this live stream will be members only. If you are watching this at a later point of time also, please become a member by clicking the join button so you can have access to the next Wednesday's live stream. The Saturday live stream will remain public. It will remain open to everyone. And anyone can call and we can talk. So the next time I see you, it will be Saturday. Until then, please take care of yourselves and Yeah. Bye.